From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The White House today begins the process of undoing the environmental policies of the Obama administration. So say goodbye to rules applying to power plants and coal mines, for example. But the changes will also go to the very way climate pollution is measured, the numbers. Marketplace's Scott Tong from our sustainability desk has more on that.
If you dump trash in a river, there's a cost to society, right? Well, carbon pollution works the same way. For instance, more global warming means more droughts. And the feds try to count these society or social costs, says economist Gernot Wagner at Harvard.
We know that climate change is costly. All the U.S. social cost of carbon tries to do is attempt to quantify these costs to society.
Here's why the number matters. Every federal regulation has to tally its costs and benefits to society. And by its math, cutting 1 ton of CO2 emissions saves about $40. This is the presumed payoff of cleaner electricity and more efficient cars and fridges. Now, the White House wants to gut this calculation, but law professor Denise Grab at NYU says it won't be easy. A federal court upheld the concept 9 years ago.
The 2008 case found that the agency had to consider the benefits of greenhouse gas reductions, so it can't just ignore those effects.
So, today in D.C., come for the climate announcement, stay for the legal challenge. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.